Abraham and God. God promised Abraham, from your descendants, there will be king and kingdom.
因为经过神与亚伯兰所立的约，神答应在亚伯兰的后裔里头有王跟国度。
But that promise was done almost 1,000 years ago.
但是那个应许是在发生在一千多年以前。
less than almost 1,000.
是少于一千多年以前。
And they haven't seen king or kingdom at all.
但是他们还没有看到任何的王或者是国度。
God's time is up.
神的时间到了。
He wants to do something.
他想要做工。
First through a sister called Hannah.
首先他经过一个姐妹叫做 Hannah.
Through her travailing prayer, she brought in a son.
在他的祷告里头，他赐给了他一个儿子。
That son's name was Samuel.
名字就叫萨摩尔。
And through Samuel, God will usher in.The kingdom.
然后经过撒母耳，神就把国度带入以色列。
That's what we shared last time.
这是我们上次所分享的。
Today we want to continue on this path. How he anoint two kings.
今天我们继续看到他怎么样高两个王。
Please turn your Bible to 1 Samuel.
请大家翻到撒母耳记上
chapter 9.
第九章。
Chapter 9, 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 2.
撒母耳记上第九章第二节。
He had a son whose name was Saul, a choice and handsome man. And there was not a more handsome person than he among the sons of Israel. From his shoulders up and up, he was taller than any of the people.
他有一个儿子名叫扫罗，又健壮又俊美，在以色列中没有一个能比他的，身体比众民高过一头。
Chapter 10, verse 1.
第十章第一节。
Then Samuel took the flask of oil, poured it on his head, kissed him, and said, Has not the Lord anointed you a ruler of his inheritance?
撒母耳拿瓶膏油倒在扫罗的头上，与他亲嘴说：“这不是耶和华膏你做他产业的君吗？”
Same chapter,
同一章第十章。
Go to verse 24.
请看第二十四节。
Samuel said to all the people, "Do you see him, whom the Lord he chosen? Surely there is no one like him among all the people."So all the people shouted and said, Long live the king.
撒母耳对众民说，你们看耶和华所拣选的人，众民中有可比他的吗？众民就大声欢呼说，愿王万岁。
Let's go to chapter 14.
让我们翻到第十四章。第十五章。
Chapter 15.
第十五章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
We will read, from verse 1 to verse 9.
我们从第一节念到第九节。
Why not in Chinese?
请用中文从第一节念到第九节。
Please.
撒母耳对扫罗说，耶和华差遣我膏你为王，治理他的百姓以色列，所以你当听从耶和华的话。万军之耶和华如此说，以色列人出埃及的时候，在路上亚玛利人怎样待他们，怎样抵挡他们，我们没忘。现在你要去击打亚玛利人，灭尽他们所有的，不可怜惜他们，将男女孩童吃奶的，并牛羊骆驼和驴尽都杀死。于是扫罗招聚百姓在提拉因，数点他们， 共有步兵20万，另有犹大人1万。扫罗到了亚玛利的京城，在谷中设下埋伏。扫罗对基尼人说，你们离开亚玛利人下去吧，恐怕我将你们和亚玛利人一同杀灭，因为以色列人出埃及的时候，你们曾恩待他们。于是基尼人离开亚玛利人去了。扫罗击打亚玛利人，从哈菲拉直到前的生擒了亚玛利王雅甲，用刀杀尽亚玛利的众民。扫罗和百姓却怜惜雅甲，也爱惜上好的牛羊、牛犊、羊羔，并一切美物，不肯灭绝。凡下贱瘦弱的，尽都杀了。
Verse 10, in English.
第十节，请用英文读。
Come on, read it. Okay, let's jump to verse 22.
好，那我们再看第22节。
And 23.
还有第23节。
This is a very serious charge by God, and that's reflect this king of Saul, his problem.
这是从神那边来很一个很严重的祷告，这也反映出
少 charge, not 祷告
no
charge 罪名控诉，
这是他的一个很严重的警告，这也显现出扫罗王的问题。
Samuel said, Has the Lord as much delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heedthan the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of divination, and insubordination is as iniquity and idolatry, because you have rejected the word of the Lord. He has also rejected you from being king.
耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从献于公羊的脂油。悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等，顽梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同。你既厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华也厌弃你作王。
Chapter 16,
第16章
Verse 11,
第11节
through 13,
11到第13节
Chapter 16, verse 11, And Samuel said to Jesse, Are these all the children? And he said, There remain yet the youngest. And behold, he is tending the sheep. Then Samuel said to Jesse, Send and bring him.For we will not sit down until he comes here. So he sent and brought him in. Now, he was ruddy, with beautiful eyes and handsome appearance. And the Lord said, Arise, anoint him, for this is he. And Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers.And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward. And Samuel arose and went to Ramah.
第11节到第13节，撒母耳对耶西说，你的儿子都在这里吗？他回答说，还有个小的，现在放羊。撒母耳对耶西说，你打发人去叫他来，他若不来，我们必不坐席。耶西就打发人去叫了他来，他面色红，面色光红，双目清秀，容貌俊美。耶和华说，这就是他，你起来膏他。撒母耳就用脚里的膏油在他诸胸中膏了他。从这日起，耶和华的灵就大大感动大卫。撒母耳起身回拉玛去了。
Chapter 17,
第十七章
verse 31 through 37，
从第三十一节到第三十七节。
Now in this chapter, the famous giant Goliath。
在这一章我们就看到那著名的巨人哥利欧。哥利亚。
Uh-huh.When the words of verse 31 to 37, when the words which David spoke were heard, they told them to Saul, and he sent for him. David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail on account of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Then Saul said to David, You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him.For you are but a youth, while he has been a warrior from his youth. But David said to Saul, Shall we read together? Your servant was tending his father's sheep, when a lion or a bear came, and took a lamb from the flock. I went out after him, attacked him,and rescued it from his mouth, and when he rose up against me, I seized him by his beard, and struck him, and killed him. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, since he has taunted the armies of the living God.
第三十一节，有人听见大卫所说的话，就告诉了扫罗，扫罗便打发人叫他来。大卫对扫罗说，人都不必因那非利士人胆怯，你的仆人要去与那非利士人战斗。扫罗对大卫说，你不能去与那非利士人战斗，因为你年纪太轻，他自幼就做战士。大卫对扫罗说，后面请大家一起念到第三十七节。你仆人为父亲放羊，有时来了狮子，有时来了熊，从群中牵一只羊羔去，我就追赶他，将羊羔从他口中救出来。他起来要害我，我就揪着他的胡子将他打死。你仆人曾打死狮子和熊，这位受割礼的非利士人向永生神的军队骂阵，也必像狮子和熊一般。大卫又说，耶和华救我脱离狮子的熊的爪，也必救我脱离这非利士人的手。
好 24, chapter 24,
好，第二十四章。
We'll read from verse 1 through 11,
我们从第一节读到第十一节。
For the sake of time, we'll be reading only in Chinese, and not English will follow it.
我们为了节省时间，我们只用中文读一遍，然后英文你们就跟着。好，从第一节开始，扫罗追赶非利士人回来，有人告诉他说，大卫在隐基底的旷野，扫罗就从以色列人中挑选3000精兵，率领他们往野羊的磐石去，寻索大卫和跟随他的人。到了路旁的羊圈，在那里的洞，扫罗进去大解。大卫和跟随他的人正藏在洞里的深处。跟随的人对大卫说，耶和华曾应许你说，我要将你的仇敌交在你的手里，你可以任意待他。如今时候到了，大卫就起来，悄悄地割下扫罗外袍的衣襟。随后大卫心中自责，因为割下扫罗的衣襟，对跟随他的人说，我的主乃是耶和华的受膏者，我在耶和华面前万不敢伸手害他，因他是耶和华的受膏者。大卫用这话拦住跟随他的人，不容他们起来害扫罗。扫罗起来从洞里出去行路，随后大卫也起来从洞里出去，呼叫扫罗说，我主我王。扫罗回头观看，大卫就屈身脸伏于地下拜。大卫对扫罗说，你为何听信人的谗言说大卫想要害你呢？今日你亲眼看见在洞中耶和华将你交在我手里，有人叫我杀你，我却爱惜你，说我不敢伸手害我的主， 因为他是耶和华的受膏者。我父啊，看看你外袍的衣襟在我手中，我割下你的衣襟，没有杀你，你由此可以知道我没有恶意叛逆你。你虽然掠取我的命，我却没有得罪你。愿耶和华。
Verse 14.
好，第十四节。
English. After whom has the king of Israel come out? Whom are you pursuing? A dead dog, a single flea.
中文。以色列王出来要寻找谁呢？追赶谁呢？不过追赶一条死狗，一个鸽爪就是了。
Okay. We'll read, this is the scripture we read this afternoon.
好，我们今这个下午读经要读到这里。
Now we come to the vision of David.
现在我们看到大卫的意象。
I will divide this person, King David, into two parts to introduce him.
我要把这个大卫的故事呢，我把它分成两段来介绍他。
Today I only talk about the vision of his youth.
今天我只谈到大卫年幼时候的意象。
And next time, Lord willing, we'll talk about his vision as adulthood.
下次如果主许可的话，我们就谈到他成长以后的意象。
In the book of Judges, there is a plain statement.
在四世纪里头有一个很明显的一段话。
Repeat four times.
他重复了四遍。
In those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did what was right in his own eyes.
在那时候，以色列当中没有王，个人偏行己路。
This kind of lifestyle lasts about 300 some years.
这种生活方式呢，就历经了好几百年。
And everyone doing whatever they please.
每个人他们都任意而行。
So God wants to bring them into a more disciplined life.
神呢，想要把他们带到一个更有纪律的一个种生活。
Because man without vision will scattered.
因为民无意向，民就放肆。
So through this king, this judge, the last judge, Judge Samuel, he appointed, he anointed two kings.
所以经由这最后的一个士师撒母耳，他高了两个王。
The first king was Saul, King Saul, and the second king was King David.
第一个是扫罗王，第二个是大卫王。
So in order for us to understand God's will, God's purpose.
为了我们要了解神的旨意。
Bible showed us two examples.
这个圣经呢，就给我们看了两个例子。
Through these two persons' life, we will learn something important for our spiritual lessons.
经过这两个人一生的生活，我们可以作为我们属灵的经历一个教训。
On one side, you see a picture of Saul.
一方面我们看到扫罗的这一幅图画。
He was king, anointed by God.
他是个王，而且他是被神所膏。
He was used by God to defeat the enemy.
他被神所用来打败他们的敌人。
He did very many good things.
他做了许多的好的事情。
But he was not a person can please God in the sense of his kingship.
但是他在做他国王这件事情上，他并没有能够取悦于神。
So far as God's grace is concerned, God gave him 40 years to be the king of Israel.
就神的恩典来说，神给了他40年来当以色列的王。
But his ending of his kingship was a disaster.
但是他做国王的下场呢，是非常的凄惨。
Was a tragedy.
这是个悲剧。
We all know the story. If you haven't learned that, please go home and study the book, the first Samuel.
我们都知道他的故事，如果你们还不熟的话，你们请你们回去读萨摩尔记上。
So I just select a few scriptures to show you the final charge God put on this king Saul.
所以我就选了几段经文来给大家看，就是神最后对扫罗的警告。
The one thingGod reject him was he did not obey God's command.
神拒绝他，排拒他的第一个原因就是因为他没有服从神的命令。
God told him to do certain things, he did only halfway.
神叫他做事情，他只做了一半。
And he has his human reasoning.
他有他做人的这种推理。
So he was abolished by God.
所以他就被神所废。
And Samuel was told by God, "You go to anoint the second one, the second person."
撒母耳，神就叫撒母耳再去膏第二个王。
Through the scripture, we know the second person was a teenager.
从我们刚刚念的经文，我们知道这第二个王他还是个十来岁的小孩子。
He was tending the sheep.In the wilderness.
他在荒野上，他照顾他的羊群。
When the father brought out his sons, he brought out his first seven adult sons.
当大卫的爸爸他把他儿子带出来的时候，他只有把他七个已经成年的儿子带出来。
And Samuel can try to anoint, pick a future king.
撒母耳就要想在他们当中选未来的王。
Many times he has this urge. Oh, this is the one. Very good, tall, handsome. Let me anoint him. God said, no, no, no.
好几次他很冲动，一想说，哎，这个人长又高大又英俊，大概是他，就想要膏这个人。
So God prohibited him seven times.
所以神阻止了他七次。
None of the first seven sons qualify.
前面他看到那七个儿子都没有一个能够合神的心意。
So Samuel asked, "Do you have any more sons?"
所以撒母耳就问，你还没有儿子呢？
Oh yeah, there's another one.
哦，他说啊 ，Yeah, 对，还有一个。
The smallest.
哦，但是最小的一个。
He did those mini, not important jobs, tending the sheep.
他就是光做一些琐事，他在看顾羊群。
Well, get him over here.
他说，你把他带来。
So.They brought the lad in front of Samuel.
所以他就把大卫带到撒母耳面前。
Samuel looked at him. This young lad was really beautiful.
撒母耳看到这个年轻人也是长得很俊美。
Ruby, huh? Very red cheek.
对他脸色红润。
He said, "This is the person. This is he."
他说，神说就是他。
So.Samuel anointed David.
所以撒母耳就膏了大卫。
And from that day onward, for about 14 years,
从那日以后，经过了大概十到十四年。
He had a terrible time.
大卫他过的日子是很痛苦。
If you study the history of that period,
如果你们看他那一段日子的这个历史呢，
You will find first God used him mightily.
你们发现首先呢，神大大的使用他。
God showed him on the stage by a very rare occasion. He was facing this great giant Goliath.
神在这个非常独特的这个舞台让他面对这个大巨人哥利亚。
And how the little young boy.Defeat the big giant Goliath.
那这个小孩子他怎么打败这个大巨人哥利亚呢？
That was a famous event.
这个是一个非常有名的故事。
And he became the hero of Israel.
他就变成了以色列的英雄。
Everybody worship him, especially those young girls or, you know, admire this hero.
每个人都很崇拜他，尤其那些年轻的女孩子。
Oh, they sang a song.
他们就唱了一条歌
，To praise David.
他们来赞美大卫。
Saul kills thousands.
他说扫罗杀死千千。
But David kills ten thousands.
所以大卫杀死万万。
嗯。So this little song, with a good heart intent to praise this young man.
他们编这首歌，他们是有好意来赞美大卫。
But when this song came to Saul's ear.
但是当这首歌来到扫罗的耳里的时候
，Saul didn't feel good at all.
扫罗一点都不觉得高兴。
Out of jealousy,
他非常的嫉妒。
He began to persecute this young man.
他就开始逼迫大卫。
And he became a fugitive for 13 years. We don't know exact date.
所以大卫呢，他就开始逃难啊，经过了10到13年的时间。
But through those years, he lived in the wilderness, hide in cave. Sometimes he has to pretend he was insane.
在那十多年他 逃落在荒野里头，有时候躲在山洞，有时候呢他还要装作他已经发疯了。
So that he can avoid the persecution of the king.
所以他能够躲避扫罗王的逼迫。
And we read a famous record about his encounter with Saul in a cave.
我们也刚刚也读到他在山洞里头怎么遇到扫罗王。
Okay.All this happened during his young age.
所以这些事情发生都是在他年幼的时候。
So I want to fellowship and think about it. What kind of vision this young man has?
我要想跟大家交通，就是这个年轻人他到底有什么意向呢？
What makes him a material?God building him so one day he will be qualified as a king after God's heart.
神是看他是怎么样的材料能够将来能够建造成神他合神心意的这么一个人。
Where is this statement, a man after my heart?
这个合神心意的人这句话是出于哪里呢？
If you turn to Acts, New Testament, Acts chapter 13.
你们如果翻到《使徒行传》第十三章
，verse 22，
第二十二节
，you will see this statement，
你就会看到这句话
，Acts chapter 13，verse 22，《
使徒行传》第十三章第二十二节
，After he had removed Saul, he raised up David to be their king.Concerning whom he also testified and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who will do all my wills.
既废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
So you will see God made a testimony for this young man.
所以你们可以看到神为这个年轻人做了见证。
So I have found for myself a king after my heart.
所以我为我自己找到一个国王，他是合我心意的人。
Why he was called?A man after my heart, there's a reason.
他为什么称为合我心意的人呢？这是有个原因的。
God testifies that because he did all my will.
神他做见证说，因为他遵行我的旨意。
So you will see two pictures, two kings.
所以我们看到这边两个王。
A picture of King Saul and a picture of King David.
扫罗王的这一幅图画，还有大卫王的这一幅图画。
Equal grace, all 40 years.
他们都是一样的恩典，各做了四十年的王。
Equal position, all king of the kingdom of Israel.
他们也同样的当了以色列的王。
All anointed by the same person, Samuel.
也同样的是被撒母耳所膏。
This is the description of Christians.
所以这个就是我们基督徒的写照。
Because we are destined.For a kingship.
因为我们是注定我们要有这个王权。
We are chosen. One day we will suppose to rule with Christ.
我们有一天我们必须要跟耶稣基督一起掌王权。
But now We have to learn through history.
但是我们现在必须从历史中学教训。
Which king do you want to be?
哪一个王你们愿意学习呢？
Okay, so this is the reason I share this story with all of you.
这就是我为什么跟你们分享这个故事的。
Because this has everything to do with you and me, our future.
这跟你我将来的前途是非常有关系的。
We are chosen by God for a glorious purpose.
我们被神拣选是有一个荣耀的目的。
God has a purpose in your life.
神在你的生命当中有一个目的。
Lately, there's a famous book.
最近这有一本很著名的书。
The book called Purpose Driven Life.
这本书呢翻译成就是目的取向的生活。
You know the story behind this lately. There is the story in Atlanta, remember?
记得这个故事在亚特兰大。
A guy wanted to kill the judge, kill, you know, many people, four people, and then, you know, he tried to kill this, young woman.
这个逃犯他杀了那个法官跟四个人以后，他绑架这个女子，他要杀这个女人。
And then during the time of conversation, this woman, so brave,She made a testimony to him.
但是呢，这个女子呢，她就在被绑架这段时间，她就给这个绑架她这个逃犯做了一个很好的见证。
And the testimony she used was through this book, The Purpose-Driven Life.
她所引用的见证就是经过这本书，就是目的的人生，目标。
Brothers and sisters, our life has a purpose.
弟兄姐妹，我们的生命是有一个目的的。
Because our God is a God of purpose.
因为我们的神是一个有目的的神。
Everyone in this world trying to find a meaning of life.
我们每个人都在寻求生命的意义。
Some define as more money.
有的人认为生命意义在于金钱。
Some define as more power.
有的人认为是更多的权势。
Some define find a good wife.
有的人认为是找到一个好的太太。
Or a good husband.
或者一个好的先生。
Whatever you dream of about your life.
不管你对你的人生有什么样的幻想。
But all these are the human definition.
但是这些都是人的定义。
We Christians.We have to find the definition of God.
我们基督徒必须要找到神的定义。
God has a purpose for this creation.
神对他所创造他有个旨意。
Through that purpose, he created everything.
经过这个旨意他创造了万有。
Through that purpose, he created you and me.
经过这个旨意他创造你我。
And he wants us to live a life to satisfy that purpose.
他也要我们你我过一个生活来满足这个目的。
Now you see, there are two kings.
现在你们看到这有两个王。
One ruled for 40 years, but later on was abandoned by God.
一个他治理了以色列40年，但是被神所弃绝。
The reason, he did not serve the will of God.
理由就是他没有遵行神的旨意。
He enjoyed all his life as a king, but all wasted.
他当国王的时候，他非常的享受，但是他完全的浪费掉。
Now you see the other king.
现在我们看另外一个王。
Was he a perfect man?
这个王他是个完美的人吗？
If you compare these two persons' moral life,
如果你比较这两个王的他们的道德生活。
Which king has a better moral life?
哪一个王他们的道德比较好一点？
Saul.
扫罗王他道德好一点。
Right? He never really commit those terrible crimes.
他没有犯那些很严重的罪。
David. He commit terrible crimes.
大卫他犯了很严重的罪。
Right? We know he commit at least Murder?
我们知道他至少犯了谋杀罪。
Adultery?
奸淫罪。
And, many, if you count, he did a lot of terrible things in his lifetime.
如果你仔细看他的一生他做了很多不好的事情。
However, every time he was convicted by God,
但是他每一次被神所 定罪。
He humbled himself.
他就把自己谦卑下来。
He will confess his sins before God and before the person.
他在神面前或在那个人面前，他承认
罪。Ask for forgiveness.
他要求原谅。
And God will forgive him.
然后神就会原谅他。
So he dealt with his sins.
所以他对付他的罪。
But anything else made him a person after God's heart. God will testify for this sinner, you are my beloved king.
但是还有其他的什么事情可以让神为他做见证，说他是合我心意，你是我合我心意的王呢？
Although morally speaking, probably Saul is better quality than David in that sense.
虽然在道德观念来讲，扫罗也许是比大卫好的一个王。
But Saul didn't qualify as a good king.
但是扫罗并在神眼中并不是一个好的王。
King David is a man after God's heart.
大卫王他是合神心意的人。
And the reason is very simple.
那这个理由很简单。
Because David served the will of God.
因为大卫遵行神的旨意。
That is the one qualification.
这就是神看的标准。
God remembered and God appreciated.
神记得而且神他喜悦。
And God laid in the Bible and let everyone read the Bible, we remember what God wants from us.
神就将这件事情记载在圣经里头，让我们每个人都记住所发生的事情。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹，
please, in our lifetime, don't waste your life on those no value thing.
弟兄姐妹，我们一生不要把我们的时间花费在无谓的事情上面。
All your days, God is waiting for one thing.
我们一生神都在等一件事情。
First, know God.
第一，没有神。
Second, know His will.
第一个是我们要认识神。
Know Him.
第一个是我们要认识神，要认识他的旨意。
Know Him and know His will.
知道神，而且知道他的旨意。
And then, third, do His will.
然后第三个，我们要遵行他的旨意
，like David，
就像大卫一样。
Your life may not be perfect.
我们的生活不是完美的。
We all are human beings. We are fragile. We are easy to fall down.
我们都是人，我们也是很脆弱，我们很容易跌倒。
But face the fact.
但是我们要面对现实。
Deal with those sins and come to the Lord's.Center.
我们必须要面对这些罪，而且我们来到神的中心。
Deal with those negative things, those things entangle us from doing the will of God.
我们必须要面对那些捆绑我们这些不能遵循旨意的东西，而且我们来面对神。
That's the book of Hebrews says, lay down all these heavy burdens.
这就是希伯来书。就是希伯来书所讲，我们要放下我们的重担
，and laid hold of him，
然后我们要紧紧的抓住神。
That is what King David showed us。
这就是大卫王所指示给我们，
okay.
所做给我们看的。
Now we want to focus why this person has such an understanding. They are all smart people, beautiful people. These two kings.
像我们来看看大卫他为什么有这种了解呢？他们这两个王他们都是很聪明很俊美
的。They are not stupid people.
他们不是
They are all very smart.
他们都很聪明，不是变笨的。
And Bible describe them, they are all very handsome.
而且圣经讲他们也都是非常俊美。
Prince of white horse.
他们是白马王子。
We all admire these kind of people.
所以我们都是很羡慕这种人的。
But why they are so different by the end of their life?
但是为什么他们一生结束后下场这么不同呢？
So I think there is a reason God put their story in the Bible for us to learn.
我认为神把他们故事放在圣经里头，就是有他的目的，要让我们来学习。
I think the key difference.
我觉得他们中间最不一样的这个钥匙呢
Between these two men.
这两个人不同的最大的地方。
The key word.
这个最重要的是字眼。
Vision.
就是他们的意象。
Saul has no vision.
扫罗他没有意象。
David has vision.
大卫有意象。
That's the difference.
这就是他们不同的地方。
God set apart these two Christians.
这个就把这两个基督徒分开。
These two blessed, all blessed by God the same way, but one has no use in God's hand, one has great use in God's family.
他们两个同样为神所祝福的，一个在神手里没有用处，另外一个为神大大使用。
Okay, then the question becomes, what did David see?Saul never know.
那现在这个问题就是，大卫到底看到什么？这个扫罗从来就不知道呢。
Of course, in his early life, in David's early life.
啊，在大卫他早期的生活里头，
there is no clear verse said, one day.God gave David a dream or appeared to him like he appeared to Samuel or Moses. Not like that in the early life of David.
在大卫早期的生活里头，这经文里头并没有记载很明显的像神、像摩西或者是撒母耳的显现这种记录。
But from what his testimony.You can see it.
但是从大卫的见证你可以看到。
Because once you have the vision, you see things differently.
因为当你有意象以后，你看东西就看事情就不一样。
Usually when we see things as a human being, we look from our own perspective.
因为我们人看事情常常从我们自己的观点来看。
Let's use two examples.
让我们来看两个例子。
First,If you are a shepherd,
假如你是个牧人
you are keeping your father's sheep.
你替你父亲看守羊群
Okay, your father loves you. You love your father. You are taking care of all his sheep.
你的父亲爱你，你也爱你父亲。那你为你的父亲看顾羊群
Okay, and your sheep.Moving in the wilderness.
然后你的羊群在这个旷野行走。
And you are responsible for them.
那你负责看管这些羊群。
If you see a lion or bear comes and kill your sheep, what will you do?
你如果看到一只狮子或熊来杀死你的羊，你怎么做
？From a human's perspective.
从人的观点
Big lion, big bear.
大狮子大熊
Snap your sheep away.
他把你的狮子衔走
What will you do?
你怎么做
What will you do?
你怎么做
Run.
跑
Chinese says very well.36 tricks. The 36 is run away.
36计走为上策。
Run away because you have to protect yourself, right?
对，你要逃啊，因为你要保护自己，对不对
？You know you cannot beat him.
你知道你没办法打败这些。
Big lion, big bear, you know he will tear you up.
这狮子跟熊，它会把你撕裂。
That's a common sense.
这是一个很简单的知识。
Right? So you know your father will not blame you.
你知道你父亲不会怪你的。
I will say, good boy, you run. I don't want to lose you. I rather lose a sheep. I don't want to lose you. You are my son.
你父亲会说，好孩子，你逃得对，因为我不想要失掉你。你失掉羊没有关系。
That's smart kid.
这是聪明的孩子的做法。
But here you have a crazy kid.
但是你这边有一个脑筋不太正常的小孩子。
He will chase after the lion and chase after the bear.
他会追赶那个狮子跟熊。
He will snap those sheep back from the mouth of the lion.
他会从狮子口里把他的羊抢救出来。
Don't you think he's crazy?
你不觉得这个人有点头脑有点问题吗？
Exactly.
是啊。
But apparently, that's his lifestyle.
但是 很明显的，这是他生活的方式就是这样。
You know, I think when Samuel came to anoint this little boy, the teenagers, and not too small, he must be pretty strong.
当撒母耳来膏这个年轻人的时候，
he probably just killed a bear.
他也许才刚打死一只熊回来。
But he never brag about it.
但是他从来没有吹嘘。
You know, nobody knows what he did when he was tending the sheep.
没有人知道他在看顾羊群的时候他做了些什么事情。
None of these brothers ever know his young boy, this young boy, their little boy, brother, ever kill a lion or sheep or bear.
他的哥哥们从来不知道这个年轻人杀过狮子或熊。
If it happened to us,
如果他是发生在我们身上的话，
we will broadcast let the whole world know I kill a lion.
我们会让全世界都知道我是空手杀死的。
He never talk about it.
他从来不讲这件事情。
Until one day.
直到有一天。
When the giant Goliath showed up.
当这个巨人哥利亚他出现。
He was rebuking God's name.
他诅咒神的名。
He was pushing all these Israels.
他羞辱这所有的以色列人
and challenge them. Anyone come out, I will challenge you.
他挑战所有的以色列人，看有没有人敢出来跟他应战。
Among all these people, I mean Israel, who was the tallest person?
这个在所有以色列人当中，哪一个人是最高的？谁？扫罗是最高的。
So, if anyone will come out there to challenge this giant, who's supposed to come to fight him?
所以如果有人应该出来 来向这个巨人挑战，是应该谁出来呢？是扫罗。
But very strange, this Goliath challenged them many days, nobody dared to step out.
但很奇怪，这个巨人向他们挑战很多的天， 但是没有人敢出来应战。
Saul just keep on silent.
但是扫罗他就
He's looking
闷不出声音。
Who?
他就看看有谁，直到这个年轻人出现。
This young boy said, I will kill him.
这个年轻人说，我来杀死这个巨人。
And he made a testimony.
然后他做了个见证。
King said, look at him. Saul said, oh, come on, you are so young, he will kill you just like nothing.
扫罗看了这年轻人说，你看你这么年轻，他一下就把你解决了。
So he...Because he wants to prove that I can do it.
因为这个大卫他想要证明说他可以做这件事。
I'm not bragging. I will show you I can do it.
他说我不是吹牛，我可以给你看，我可以做得到。
That's why we read those scriptures take such a long time.
这就是我们刚才花那么多时间读那些经文。
In his testimony,
在他的见证里头
he said,
他说
this uncircumcised Philistine,will be like one of them.
这个未受割礼的非利士人就会像那些野兽一样。
Who are they? Them.
他们是谁？
The bear and the lion.
就是那熊跟狮子。
I kill those.
我杀死那些野兽。
Bare hand.
我空手杀死他
们。I'll grab the beard of the lion.
我抓着狮子的胡须。
And just one punch.Finish.
然后我一拳就把它解决。
See, that's how powerful God has give him.
你看，这就是神给他的这个能力。
He was anointed. That's why he has the power.
他是被膏的，所以他有这种能力。
He can kill this Goliath. He said, just like them.
他说，我能够把这个非利士人杀死，就像那些野兽一样。
Since he has taunted the armies.Of the living God,
因为他羞辱了神的军队。
He testified even further. The Lord who delivered me from the power of the lion and from the power of the bear, He will deliver me.
他继续
from the hand of this Philistine，
他又继续跟他们说，耶和华救我脱离狮子和熊的爪，也必救我脱离这非利士人的手。
From this testimony, tell me what kind of vision he has.
从这个见证，可不可以跟我讲他的意象是什么呢？
This young boy, what kind of vision he has.
这年轻人他有什么的意象？
In the vision, he met a mighty, powerful person.
在他的意象里头，他遇见了一个非常有能力的人，
right?
对不对？
This mighty person gave him the power. He can challenge the bear and the lion.
这个有能力的人给了他能力，让他能够来跟熊跟狮子战斗。
And he experienced that power in person.
他也亲身经历了这个大能。
And he didn't talk about it.
他没有
for a long, long time.
他有很长一段时间他都没有谈到这件事情。
Until this moment, he said, King Saul, I did that.
直到这个时候，他跟扫罗王说，我做了这些事情。
Give me a chance.
给我一个机会。
Let me finish him.
让我来打败这个非利士人。
Saul said, go ahead.
扫罗说，你去吧。
May God be with you.
愿神与你同在。
Saul finally let him go.
扫罗终于就让他去了。
So we all know the result.
所以我们都知道结果是什么。
So you will know, in his experience, he knew who God is.
我们知道在他的经历里头，他知道神是谁。
Right? In his child, teenager, he already experienced the reality, the power of God.
在他年幼的时候，他已经经历过那个真实那个神的大能。
God to him is not a theory or a concept. No.
神对他来说不是个理论，也不是个这个印象。
God to him is a reality.
神对他是一个真实。
He has experienced the real power of God.
他真正经历过神的大能。
Like 2 years ago.
就像两年以前。
In our church.
在我们的教会当中。
Remember we said, in that one single 1 year,
我们记不记得在那一年当中
We experienced something dramatic.
我们经历了很大的
Who remember what was it?
我们记不记得那是什么事情呢？
How many people got sick? Get cancer?
有多少人得到癌症呢？
13.
有13位弟兄姐妹得到癌症。
In this little congregation.
在我们这小小教会就有13位。
There were 13 cancer cases.
有13个炎症的病患。
Right? And some of us here sit here living proof.Doctor already proclaimed, you have no hope.
我们这当中有些弟兄姐妹就是一个活活的见证，有些医生已经跟他讲说你们没有指望了。
You are coming to the last stage, and your case is the worst case.
你这个病例已经是到末期了，是最糟的情况。
What did we do?
我们怎么做呢？
We can only come to the Lord and pray.
我们只能来到神的面前祷告。
When doctor cannot do anything, we can only come to the true doctor who is in heaven, our heavenly Father. We pray to him.
当医生没办法再做任何时候，我们就来到真的医生，我们在天上的父面前向他祷告。
We really prayed.
我们真正的祷告。
What was the result?
结果怎么样呢？
Living proof. They are all here.
这就是活生生的见证，他们都在场。
You see, you don't have to kill lion, bear, literally.
那我们不需要真正的杀死狮子或熊。
Not 真的。Okay. But in our life experience, we encounter many things as fierce like a bear, as tough like a lion.
但是我们一生常会碰到一些事情，就跟狮子跟熊那么凶猛。
If you have the vision of God,
如果你有从神来的意象，
If you really know who he is,
如果你真的知道他是谁，
You will experience, he is my good shepherd.
你就会经历到他是我的好牧人。
He will guide me through the valley of death.
他会带领我经过那死荫的幽谷。
You will not be hurt.
我们也不致遭害。
Right? That's what we experience of this shepherd. Who's shepherd?
这就是我们从这个好牧人那边得来的经历。
This is a very precious thing because healing itself, although it's precious,
这个 患病得治疗，这虽然是一个很宝贵的经验。
But there is something more important than healing itself.
但是更比这个治愈这个事情更重要的一件事情。
What is that?
这是什么？
Knowing God.
就是认识神。
See, through the experience, you know God in person.
就是经过这个经历，我们个人我们对神有更深的体会。
So this young teenager.He experienced God in his real life.
所以这个年轻人呢，他在他真正的生活当中，他经历了神。
So when the enemy showed up, the real enemy, which represented by Goliath.
所以那真正的敌人出现的时候，这个真正的敌人是就是这个巨人当代表。
All those God's children who never experienced God in person, they were so afraid.
那些神的儿女，他们从来没有经历神的，他们非常的害怕。
In trembling.
他们战斗。
Oh, what can we do?
他们说我们怎么办呢？
Even King Saul didn't do anything.
即使扫罗王他自己也不知道该怎么做。
But here, a young lad has a true experience with God. He will stand up.
但是这边有个年轻人，他有一个亲身的经历对神，他站起来说：“我要来打败这个巨人。”
Not because he's crazy.
并不是因为他发疯了，每个人都认为他发疯。
No, he knows who God is.
不，他知道神是谁。
So he will do things different way, different perspective.
所以他做事情有不同的观点。
And he made a big victory.
然后他得到一个非常大的胜利。
Okay, his victory didn't bring him good life.
他的胜利并没有带给他好的日子。
On the contrary, his life became even more miserable.
相反的，他日子以后呢，就更难过。
Right, because Chinese is 功高震主 I don't know how to translate that.When your merits is surpassing your boss, then you are in trouble.
所以当你的功高你功盖过了你的主人，你就有麻烦。
Right? So Saul lose face.
那扫罗失掉了面子。
He became jealousy.
他就很嫉妒。
He envied this young man.
他嫉妒这个年轻人。
So he began to persecute him.
所以他就开始逼迫他。
Not one day, not two days, not one year, not 2 years.
不是一日两日，也不是一年两年。
Long, long.
有一段很长的时间
He cannot stay in his home He has to run for his life
他没办法待到他家里他必须要到处逃难
Many times he was wonder why do I go through this
他常常自己想我为什么要经历这许多
One day the test came
但是有一天这个试炼就来了
In a cave
在一个山洞里头
Paul was doing something very important every day
扫罗他在山洞里头做了一件很重要每天要做的事情。
And his general told David,
他的
God gives you an opportunity.
大卫的将军就跟他讲说神给你一个好的机会。
Oh, he's right in front of you.
看他正在你面前。
Kill him.
把他杀死。
And all your problems, all your misery pass.
然后你所有的问题就解决了。
God has chosen you, right?
神拣选你，对不对？
You are the anointed.
你是受膏的，对不对？
You should be the king.
你应该是当王的。
This old king, get rid of him.
这个旧的王，我们就把它除掉。
Just with one little act, push, finish.
他只要很简单的把刀子往前一推，就可以把它解决。
Yeah, many thoughts go through this king's life, David's mind.
在大卫里头，他心里想了许多的事情。
But he said something very important.
但是他讲一件很重要的事情。
He said no.
他说不行。
He cut off his robe.
他割下扫罗的衣襟。
And even with this little act,
即使这个小的动作
，Bible said his heart rebuked him.
这个圣经有讲到大卫里他心中自责。
Verse 5 says, it comes about after that.David's conscience bothered him because he had cut off the edge of Saul's robe.
第五节他讲到，随后大卫心中自责，因为割下扫罗的衣襟。
Why?
为什么呢？
He said a very important statement.
啊，他讲了一句很重要的话。
He said, "I will not stretch out my hand against my Lord, which is this person Saul, for he is the Lord's." Anointed.
我在耶和华面前万不敢伸手害他，因他是耶和华的受膏者。
He can solve the problem once for all.
他可以 一劳永逸地解决他的问题。
He can interpret the whole situation like this. Finally, God answer your prayer.
他可以这么解释，他觉得哦，神总算应允我的祈求。
Because every day is well, if you were King David, what will you pray?
如果你是大卫王，你每天祷告什么呢
？You are running every day.
你每天都在逃难，到处逃难。
What will you pray every day?
你每天怎么祷告呢？
Lord, deliver me from the evil person.
神，请你将我从那恶者手中释放出来。
Right? If you look at this, his psalm, you will see this is his prayer.
你们看诗篇就知道这是他的祷告。
Deliver me from the evil person.
将我从那恶者手上释放出来。
He chased me.
他追逐我。
Without any reason.
没有任何理由。
I didn't sin against him.
我没有对他做任何
错事。But why he persecuted me?
但为什么他逼迫我呢
？So finally, the answer seems right in front of him. God let him sit right there. He can finish him just like that.
然后他的答案就突然的坐在他前面，他可以把他解决掉，他的问题就没有了。
But he did not do it.
但是他没有这么做。
He only cut off the edge, and his conscience bothered him.
他只把他衣襟割下，但是他的良心就自责。
Okay. Why?David react this way.
大卫为什么这样的反应呢
？And this is not the only time because this same situation happened. Now is in chapter 24. Later in chapter 26, twice God test him.
这同样事情发生了两次。首先是在第二十四章，后来在二十六章又发生了一次。这神在试炼他。
He can use his own hand finish this man.
他可以亲手把扫罗杀死
But he dare not
但是他不敢
Not because he cannot
并不是他不能
He can kill lion, kill the bear, kill Saul is just piece of cake
他可以杀死狮子跟熊杀死扫罗是非常简单的
But he did not
但是他没有
He hold back
他控制了自己
Why?
为什么呢
Because he said I cannot touchThe anointed one.
因为说我不能害耶和华的受膏者。
So brothers and sisters, because he has a vision.
弟兄姐妹，因为他有异象。
He knows who God is.
他知道神是谁。
So he respects what God anointed.
所以他尊敬神所膏的人。
He will not use his own method, his own effort to eliminate the enemy.
他不靠自己的方式来把他的敌人消灭。
He knew the only person can remove him is who?
他知道能够把他移走的人是谁呢
？Who can remove Saul?
谁可以把扫罗移走呢
？Only God.
只有神。
God ordained him. God will remove him.
神命定了他，所以神也可以把他。
So in this young man, he has a fear of God.
所以这个年轻人他对神有着敬畏的心。
He has a vision.
他有异象。
Then he lived a life of fear of God.
他一生也是对神有着敬畏。
Respect God's authority.
他尊敬神的权柄。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，Now I want to come to our real life.
现在我们看到我们真正的生活。
We Christians,
我们基督徒
，We all suppose.To have vision of God.
我们都应该有从神来的意象。
Otherwise, you will not become a Christian.
不然你就不会变成一个基督徒。
If you are a true Christian, means you receive something from God to know who Jesus is.
你是个基督徒，就是因为你从神那边得到，你知道耶稣基督是谁。
Before that, we were all blind.
在那之前，我们都是瞎眼的。
We refuse God.
我们拒绝了神。
We heard the name of God, we laugh.
我们听到神的名字，我们就笑。
Right?
是吗
？That's what we were.
所以我们过去是这样。
But later on, one day, somehow, something clicked in your heart.
但是在有一天，我们心里我们就突然看到亮光。
You suddenly realize Jesus makes sense.
你突然就觉得耶稣基督是好的。
He is the Son of God. He is the Creator of your life.
他是神的儿子，他也是创造我们生命。
And He is your Redeemer. Finish
your sin on the cross.
他也是我们的救赎主，他在十字架上救赎了我们。
So you receive a revelation from God.
所以我们从神那边，所以我们从神那边得到对他儿子的启示。
Just like David, the young boy.
就像大卫这个年轻的男孩子。
But do you live in that vision?
但是我们是不是过着跟他一样的意象呢？
Because if you really see the vision, your life will be dictated by the vision.
因为你如果真正看到意象，你的生活就会被那个意象所支配。
Our controlling factor of our life is depend on what you see.
我们人生，我们的支配的力量就是看我们所看到的是什么。
If you see money, then you pursue money.
如果你看到是钱，你就追逐金钱。
If you see beauty, you pursue beauty.
你如果看到美丽，你追逐的就是美丽。
Or power, or whatever your dream is.
或者是全是你的梦想。
So if we really see the vision of God, who He is, then this vision supposed to dictate us.
我们如果看到这个意象，神是谁，那这个意象应该是支配我们的一生。
Just like this young boy, he was dictated by this vision of God.
像这年轻人，他是被神的这个意象所支配。
He can defeat the bear, the lion, and the Goliath.
他可以打败狮子、熊，还有哥利亚。
Now he is in the persecution by King Saul.
现在他被扫罗所逼迫。
He can revolution, start a revolution, but he didn't.
他可以开始革命，但是他没有。
He submit to his authority.
他顺服他的权柄。
Regardless how he mistreat him,
不管扫罗怎么样的虐待他，
he will call him my lord.
他会称他我的主。
He will respect his authority.
他会尊敬他的权柄。
And in front of him, he claimed himself. He said, I am merely what? A dog. A dead dog, not a living dog.
他在他面前他说我不过是一条死狗罢了。
And I am only a single flea.
我只是一只跳蚤。
See? He will humble himself before the person who persecuted him.
他会在他逼迫他面前谦卑下来。
This is not something phony.
这不是假装出来的。
It's real.
这是真实的。
He really understands. I am nothing.
他真的了解我是不算什么。
If there's anything, it's all because him.
我所有的都是全靠着神。
Okay. So, if you really see God, you will know you are nothing.
如果你真的看到神，你就知道你是一无所有。
You will live a life of respecting, honoring God.
你会一生都尊敬我们这位神。
Okay. Lately in our meetings,
最近在我们的聚会当中，
you will see we have a lot of things happening.
你会看到有一些事情发生。
I'm covering not just two or three months. I'm covering at least two, three years.
我并不是讲到过去两三个月，我是讲到过去两三年发生的事情。
In our meetings, whether it's Bible study or prayer meeting or Sunday school.
在我们聚会当中，不管是查经聚会，是我们祷告会，或者是主日学。
In our church is in a sense very free.
在我们的教会当中，某方面来讲，我们是非常自由的。
We don't have any big brothers sitting, you know, try to control you, tell you, you know, when you can do things, when what you cannot do.
我们并没有任何人跟你讲说你可以做这个，不可以做那个。
So we have this.Freedom in a sense.
所以我们是有某种程度上的自由。
But we abuse it.
但是我们常常就是滥用这个自由。
We don't treat every meeting as a meeting of God.
我们不把每一个聚会都当作是为神所做的一个聚会。
We open the Bible, we just read stories. We never realize we take it as the word of God.
我们打开圣经，我们就把它当成故事读，我们从来不把它看成这是神的话。
We share the word of God, we will tangent out to a boondoggle.
我们分享神的话语，我们常常就脱离了主题。
We will talk about something irrelevant to this chapter.
我们常常就讲到跟这一章节完全无关的事情。
When we treat brothers and sisters Sometimes if this one person offend me, I will shout at him.
我们常常如果这位弟兄姐妹得罪我们，我们就对他大声喊叫。
I will criticize him.
我就对他批评。
In front of him or behind his back.
在他面前或者是在他背后批评。
Things like this happen. I saw that. I heard it.
啊，这种事情我看过，我也听过。
It hurt my heart.
这真是伤了我的心。
It break my heart.
这是非常的伤
我的心。Many brothers and sisters also feel hurt.
很多的弟兄姐妹也感到受到伤害。
And we don't feel it.
但是我们没有感觉到。
We still continue the same behavior.
我们还是继续做我们同样。
Why?
为什么呢？
We are all Christians. Why we behave this arrogant way?
我们同样是基督徒，为什么我们有做这种傲慢的事情呢？
Because you don't know who God is.
因为你不知道神是谁。
We supposed to revere of God, fear of God.
我们是应该敬畏神。
But we are like a loose cannon.
但是我们像个脱缰的野马。
We do whatever we want.
我们做我们任意。
Just like in those days in the Judges.
就像 the
Israel people.
就像那个士师时代的以色列人一样。
As if there's no king.
就好像那边没有王一样。
Brothers and sisters, watch out what you're doing.
弟兄姐妹请注意你
们所说的 Watch out what you are saying from your mouth.
请注意你们嘴中所出的话语。
When you abuse a brother or sister, you know he is anointed. What do you know the meaning of anointed?
当你得罪了你的弟兄，你知道他是受膏者。
Do you know the meaning of anointed?
你知道受膏的意思是什么吗？
In the Old Testament, it was an oil poured upon your head.
在旧约的时候，就是用膏油倒倾倒在你的头上。
And oil in the Old Testament represent by the oil represent that in reality is Holy Spirit.
这个膏油在这个真实代表这个圣灵。
So every Christian in New Testament.We are born of the Holy Spirit.
所以每一个基督徒都是由圣灵而生。
So we are anointed. Do you know that?
所以我们都是受膏的，你们知道吗？
How if David the anointed dare not touch the anointed Saul?
So 大卫他是受膏，可是他不敢加害扫罗，同样是受膏的人。
Even touch his robe, his heart was rebuked.
即使割了他衣襟，他内心也自责。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he has a vision.
因为他有异象。
He feared God.
他敬畏神。
Today, when we mistreated our brothers and sisters, in the meeting, we misbehave ourselves, we are so arrogant, we dominate the whole meeting without fearing God. You are blind.
所以今天我们在聚会的时候，我们如果得罪了我们弟兄，我们傲慢，然后我们占据了所有时间，这个就是得罪了神。
You have to be very careful.
你必须要非常的小心。
Don't go to that path.
不要走这条路。
That's a path of Saul.
这是扫罗所走的路。
The ending is a tragedy.
这个结局是个悲剧。
So today as I share,The life of these two kings.
今天我跟各位分享了这两个王的一生。
I want to not only show the history, I want to show the application in our daily life together.
我不但要讲历史，而且我要跟大家讲到这对我们日常生活的这个应用。
So may Lord bless His word.
愿神祝福他自己的话语。
I am not pinpoint.Specific brother or sister. That's not my purpose.
我并不是在指责某一位弟兄姐妹。
I want to bring to your attention that this is the house of God.
我只想要请各位知道这是神的殿。
Everyone in this house of God is anointed by God.
每一个在神家中的子民都是神的受膏者。
Handle with care.
我们必须要小心处理。
Watch, because God is with us.
我们要注意，因为神与我们同在。
Shall we pray?
我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your message.
主啊，我们感谢你赐给我们的话语。
Through the Bible, you talk to us.
经过圣经，你跟我们讲话。
Man's word will perish.
人的话会灭亡。
But your word will go forever.
但是你的话语永远长存。
So Lord, we pray that you give us such a respect in our spirit.
主啊，请你在灵里给我们一个尊敬的灵。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏神是智慧的开端。
May all of us respect the word of God.
希望我们都能够敬畏神的话。
We will listen carefully.
我们注意地听。
And we will do accordingly.
我们照样地去行。
Because when Saul disobeyed your word,
因为当扫罗不遵行你的命令，
He was abolished.
他就被去掉。
But when King David followed your word,
当大卫王遵行你的旨意的时候，
He was a man of God's, after God's heart.
他就是合神心意的人。
Lord, help us to be like David.
主啊，请帮助我们像大卫一样。
Prevent us from the behavior of King Saul.
不要让我们落入扫罗一般的光景。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们是奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen. Thank you.